Chapter 4. Lucy and Mina. Mina Murray, Jonathan Harker's fiancée, and her friend Lucy Westenra were staying together at Whitby, a seaside town in England. Mina was very pretty, but her friend Lucy was beautiful. Several men wanted to marry Lucy, but she loved a man called Arthur Holmwood. The two young women liked to sit on a bench by the old churchyard and look out over the sea. At night, they slept in the same room. Lucy often moved and talked in her sleep, and Mina worried about her. Mina herself was also worried when she did not receive any letters from Jonathan. She wrote in her diary, "I wonder where Jonathan is. I wonder if he is thinking of me. I wish he were here." One day, a terrible storm blew a Russian ship into the harbour at Whitby and up onto the beach. There was only one sailor on the ship, and he was dead. The only living thing, a large black dog, jumped off the ship and disappeared into the town. On the ship there were 50 large wooden boxes full of earth. A merchant in Whitby had an order to take the boxes and deliver them to a house outside London. The name on the order was Carfax. The night after the storm, Mina woke in the middle of the night. She saw that Lucy was not in her bed. Mina put on her shoes and took a warm shawl. She went out of the house to look for Lucy. She was afraid that Lucy was walking in her sleep. She went to their favourite place in the old churchyard. Lucy was sitting on their favourite bench, the one overlooking the sea. There seemed to be a long black shape leaning over her. But when Mina got closer, there was nothing there. Mina wrapped the shawl around Lucy and took her home. As Mina put Lucy back to bed, she saw two small red marks on her neck. She thought that they came from the pin on her shawl. In the morning, Lucy was pale and weak and did not remember anything. For the next few nights, she continued to get up in her sleep, so Mina locked the door and took the key to bed with her. At the same time, another strange thing happened. A large bat came to their window several times and tried to get into the room. Once, when Mina woke in the night, Lucy was leaning out of the open window. Mina wrote to Arthur Holmwood, "Lucy is exercising and is eating well, but she is losing weight and seems to get paler and weaker every day." At last, Mina received a letter with news about Jonathan. It was from a nurse at a hospital in Budapest, Hungary. The nurse wrote, "Dear madam, I am writing this letter for Mr. Jonathan Harker. Unfortunately, he is not strong enough to write. He has been here for 6 weeks. He is suffering from a terrible brain fever, but he is getting better. He asks me to tell you that he loves you. Please tell Mr. Hawkins, his employer, that his work is completed. Yours with sympathy and blessings, Nurse Agatha. P.S. Because you are going to be married, I must tell you that something terrible has happened to him. In his sleep, he shouted about wolves, poison, blood, ghosts, demons, and other terrible and frightening things. You must be very careful that nothing excites him. His condition is very delicate." Mina did not want to leave Lucy, but she had to go to Jonathan. When she got to Budapest, she hurried to the hospital. Jonathan looked weak and pale, and he slept a lot while Mina sat by his bed. Then one day, Jonathan woke up and immediately looked for something in his coat pocket. It was his diary. He turned to Mina with a serious look on his face and said, "I had a terrible shock. Many strange things happened. I wrote the details in this diary. I don't know if I imagined it. Please read it, but don't show it to me again. It frightens me too much." Mina and Jonathan were married the same day in the hospital. A few weeks later, they returned to England. When they arrived, Jonathan's employer, Mr. Hawkins, was very ill. He died soon afterwards and left his house, business and money to Jonathan and Mina because he had no children of his own.